From Alaska Public Media, this is State of Art. Welcome to State of Art, your weekly dose of Anchorage arts and culture. I'm Ammon Swenson. You know, people say the best things in life are free. I don't know if that's always the case, but when it comes to free events, you can't really go wrong with what Anchorage Downtown Partnership has going on this summer. They're hosting events Wednesday through Sunday that anyone is welcome to attend. They have music, movies, markets, and more events planned for the summer. Yesterday, I stopped off at Live After 5, their Thursday night concert series in Town Square Park.
Anchorage Downtown Partnership and our sponsors, and me, Eddie P. from Classic Hits 102.1, would like to introduce you to the Roland Roberts Band.
Tell the truth. Lonesome as I am, it seems the ends just don't outweigh the means. Sometimes the facts are as bitter as the truth. Better off without you now that I know all about you. I don't think that I could get far enough away.
Sit tight. We got a good show for you this evening. We're glad that y'all are here. We're glad it's not raining. And we wanted the sun to shine, but hey, at least it's not raining. We'll take it, huh? But I'm still better off without you now that I know all about you. I don't think that I could get far enough away. I'm just better off without you. Crazy, better off just being lazy, and I can't wait to
another day.
Thank you very much. That one's called Better Off.
That was the Roland Roberts Band performing live last night at Town Square Park. Let's head back to the studio for a bit to talk about what else the Anchorage Downtown Partnership has going on with Executive Director Radhika Krishna. While the summer might not be ideal, she says people are still making the best of it.
Even with the rainy weather, we've had close to 1,000 people at the Live After 5 series, and we're looking forward to much bigger crowds as it gets sunnier and sunnier this summer in Anchorage. And we've got Hope Social Club on the 29th and H3 on July 13th, and tons of other bands, including Nothing But Trouble and the Jangle Bees and Vintage Retro and Cold Country and Woodrow. So we're really, really excited for the series. It's been happening for close to 20 years. So it's an anchor event in downtown, and we're so honored that we get to organize it.
I also see that at the Live After 5, attendees have a chance to win a plane ticket. How does that work?
Yeah, so we're really grateful for our presenting sponsor, Alaska Airlines. So Alaska Airlines Club 49 holds a weekly drawing for one free round-trip airline ticket to anywhere that Alaska Airlines flies. And we couldn't do this event without them. And we're also excited because the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts is partnering with us. And they're actually holding a weekly drawing as well to give away a pair of tickets to watch Hamilton.
Ooh, nice. Awesome. Kind of a similar thing. Could you talk about music in the park? That one's at Paratrovich Park. What's kind of maybe the difference between music in the park and the Live After 5?
So Music in the Park is an event that we do on Wednesdays at noon. So it's a midday concert. It's a lunch hour. And generally in the past, it's been more of an acoustic set. The last couple of years, we've been booking bigger bands. So the crowds have also grown. So we are in the, usually around 400 people come out in the lunch, come out at lunchtime for this concert. There are great local vendors like Tia's Hot Dogs and other food carts around that people can grab food from and just hang out in the park and enjoy a 1 hour concert from 12 to 1 on Wednesdays.
Yeah, and kind of more music. Let's talk about jazz in the park. You've got a big old lineup of various jazz groups playing on Saturdays.
Yeah, so Jazz in the Park is a really cool partnership that we do with the Alaska Jazz Workshop. And they actually did an all-day concert this last weekend as part of Spinard Jazz Fest that was also in Paratrovich Park. So we love working with them. It's a long summer series, and they've got both student groups and professional groups throughout the summer.
Yeah, so it does sound like a good opportunity to see some of the next generation of jazz musicians who are going to be coming up.
Absolutely. We also get great crowds at that event, and it's so nice to have a Saturday afternoon event with music again in the park.
Let's see. So, yeah, with the Downtown Summer Solstice Festival, that is happening June 24th. What's going on with that? I'm assuming just based on all your other stuff, there's going to be a ton of stuff to do.
It is going to be a huge event. We are making Solstice bigger and better this year. It's a longstanding Anchorage event, but we're really excited about it because for the first time in a couple of years, we are bringing back Hero Games hosted by the Alaska Club. We're going to have beer gardens by Darwin's and Uncle Joe's that are sponsored by K&L Distributors. And we're going to have two stages set up with live music. We've got a lot of bands like Spinnerds and Loaded Karma and Kufnots on their Alaska tour and the 11th Airborne Division Band. We've got community performances by Anaya Dance and Flow Zone. We're going to have a 3-on-3 basketball tournament and a petting zoo. And we are going to have an Alaska-made market with 25 or more Alaska-made vendors. So we are excited for a huge summer solstice event on June 24th from noon to 5.
All right. Well, you know, I know we've talked about just a bunch of different events and stuff like that. I know you have more going on, but is there anything that you have going on that you really kind of want to make sure that we talk about and let people know that it's going to be happening?
I think that I would just say that we've got events going on Wednesday through Sunday this summer. So there's always something to do downtown. And it doesn't have to end there. We do some of our biggest events of the year in the fall. We've got Trick or Treat Street and Holiday Tree Lighting and New Year's. So we love downtown. We want everyone to join us in celebrating downtown and coming to events here. So we'd love everyone to come down and celebrate with us this summer.
Awesome. And I guess just to wrap it up, you know, if people want to stay up to date with what you have going on, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, the best way is to follow us on social media. Our Instagram handle is Downtown Anchorage. We've got a Facebook account that's up to date. And we also have a website with a ton of information at anchoragedowntown.org.
That was Anchorage Downtown Partnership's Executive Director, Radhika Krishna. We'll have more about their summer events on the State of Art page on alaskapublic.org. Now let's head back downtown to Piratrovich Park. Here's Jared Woods performing live last Wednesday for Music in the Park. That was Jared Woods performing live at Piratrovich Park on Wednesday afternoon for Music in the Park. And that's all the time we have for you today. You can find us online at alaskapublic.org, the Alaska Public Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Ammon Swenson. Thanks for listening.
State of Art is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. The views expressed are those of the hosts and participants and do not reflect KSKA or its underwriters. Theme music is Spring Breakup by Termination Dust. Get in touch with the host by sending an email to soa@alaskapublic.org.